Well, the Eagles certainly very pleased with their situation at the running back position. We talked to one of them today in our studio here at the NovaCare Complex, Dave Spadaro, joined by Chris Polk.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. Glad to be back.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, glad
healthy.
To be back. Yeah, healthy.
You know, I always wondered about that. You know, you had so many touches. I think I calculated 799 carries, another 80 or so receptions in college. Did you, looking back and considering how your body feels now, wear and tear on the body after those years in school?
Whether I want to admit it or not, you know, coming out, I didn't see it as wear and tear, but, you know, yeah, I couldn't lie about it. It was wear and tear, but, you know, there's nothing I would change about it. There's nothing, you know, I can't go back and say, no, coach, I don't want, you know, to kick the ball. I don't want to be in the scheme. So, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to win.
And now, though, you've had a year to live in the NFL. I'm sure you wanted to play a lot more than you did last year, but work out, you know, get through this offseason. Your body must feel rejuvenated better.
Yeah, a lot of it's just, you know, I'm at 100% right now. You know, whether, you know, I liked it or not, you know, that toe was kind of, it could have been a blessing
toe
in disguise.
Toe injury last year, you know,
it's a blessing in disguise because, you know, whether, you know, I see it or not, I did take wear and tear. And being a toe, you know, I couldn't really perform. I missed 8 weeks, so my body was able, you know, to rest and recover. You know, I wish, you know, it wouldn't happen that way, but, you know, everything happens for a reason.
How eager are you, Chris, to get out and show Coach Kelly and Pat Shurmur and the whole crew what you can do?
I'm very eager. You know, I'm not, you know, I didn't come here. You know, I don't like, you know, being a spectator. Like, I would love to play. You know, that's just, you know, just my nature. I like to play. But, you know, I think that just last year was put in perspective for me. Just like, you know, my first year in college, I was out, you know, for a season-ending injury. You know, things didn't go our way, and, you know, coach changed, and, you know, now, you know, same thing. So I was able to, you know, really, like when I first got here, I really didn't understand it. But, you know, as I really got to sit back and assess the situation, you know, it could have been for the best.
And now, I mean, look, it's a great group, you know, with LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown, Chris Polk here, Deion Lewis gets traded. There's a lot of talent, not only to compete with and against, but to learn from.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent, you know, and the beauty of it that the oldest one is LeSean. He's 24,
yeah.
You know, so all of us, you know, are relatively young, and we're just still learning from each other, you know, and we're all, you know, we all have different running styles. LeSean, he's a real, like, shifty, you know, he's just going to shake you out your shoes. Bryce, he's going to just blaze you, you know. He's just like a lightning fast, and me, I'm just like the more physical running back. So, you know, we're all like what the other one isn't, you know, in a sense.
And put it all together, and it's amazing. Is what you do good for what you think Chip wants from his running backs?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I cut down, you know, 13 pounds from last year, so I still have my strength. You know, I got a lot faster, and, you know, I'm able, you know, I'm really good because, you know, the zone running schemes we run, you know, it's what I ran in college. You know, I can catch, block, and all that. So I really believe and, like, feel that, you know, I fit in the schemes perfectly.
So what were you going to play around, 208, 209?
Right now I'm 215.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that'd be a good plan.
So you were up close to 230 or 228 last year.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
What has helped you lose the weight? Is it just redefining the body? Is it a nutritional thing you've taken, more cardio? What is it?
Definitely nutritional. You know, they say you are what you eat, you know. So, you know, I cut back on my sweets. You know, I'm eating more salads, more vegetables, and, you know, just staying on top of what I eat and just a lot more cardio and just more discipline and, you know, what I do off the field. You know, just, you know, I can't order a pizza no more, even though I love it. And, you know, the fast food, I don't eat anymore. So, you know, I'm definitely cooking a lot more. And I think, you know, I feel way better and it's taking a turn, you know, for the better.
Your reaction when Deion was traded, not only losing Deion and he gets a good opportunity in Cleveland, but, you know, you bump up a little bit here. And I looked at it kind of like a, hey, the Eagles believe in Chris Polk enough that they're going to trade Deion Lewis and give this young fella a
shot.
Yeah,
you know, it's definitely refreshing, you know, to have someone, you know, I really feel special, being that I didn't do anything last year, you know, because of my injury. But, you know, some fact that, you know, someone's up there, you know, still fighting for me, believing in me. So the least I can do is just show them why, you know, just reassure that, you know, they made the right decision. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just very blessed.
So Chris Polk last year had this toe, left foot or right foot?
Left.
Big toe, left foot. It was just like this mutant toe, turf toe, gigantic. Could you even get in a shoe?
The first 2 weeks, I couldn't. I couldn't even. It was so swollen to the point where I couldn't even walk. I was actually, you know, in a boot and in crutches. But, you know, since we got the swelling down, you know, a little bit, you know, I was able to wear shoes again. But, you know, the whole 8 weeks my foot was still swollen. It didn't, you know, really cure until like a month and a half into our off season. You know, so
scare you?
Yeah.
When it happens, did it scare you? Did you say, this is my career here. This is my foot. What's going on here?
You know, because, you know, it's really funny because I used to, you know, kind of make fun of people like, what, you're missing for a toe? What are you doing? Like, until I got it, like, whoa, never again. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
Right, right. Well, it all starts with the feet here. And mini camp coming up. And, hey, you're gonna take what you've learned in the classroom out onto the football field. Do you feel like what the little bit they've taught you, it's coming to you pretty naturally?
Yeah, it's coming to me pretty naturally, but it just comes down to, you know, categorizing, you know, the signs and just going to get used to the tempo of everything. That's, you know, it's going to be the biggest thing, you know, for all of us, just the cardio and conditioning of it and be able to think and play, you know, at a fast tempo.
Yeah, up tempo, isn't it? Did you admire the Oregon offense when you played against them?
Yeah, I admired the Oregon offense. I just wish they didn't beat us every year we played. But you know, you can't, you know, you got to give credit when credit's due. You know, I just really, you know, their offense is really something special, especially, you know, being real close to LaMichael, Kenyon, you know, just watching them, you know, see how they ran that offense. You know, you just, you know, you can't hate on that.
Yeah.
Know? They're doing their thing.
Yeah, now you get a chance to do your thing.
Yeah.
Chris Polk, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Good luck in the minicamp. Good luck this year on the Philadelphia Eagles roster. And let's get it going offensively. Dave Spadaro, Chris Polk in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.